to talk about it. Head coach of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joins us once again. Derek, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good, Derek. I didn't have a chance to see the entire game. I watched bits and pieces of it online. So I guess give me your thoughts about it, first of all, from a defensive standpoint.
Not one of our better efforts, that's for sure. We were a little flat-footed, I thought, at times, and I give them a bit of credit. They moved the ball really well, and we got out of character at times, too. We tried to do a little bit too much, and got chasing around a little bit and vacated the crease a few times. So it wasn't great. However, I do think, though, that we had a really good push from about just under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in all areas of our game. I thought we had a good push. Like, we didn't give them anything the last part of the game on offense. We completely shut them down. We got our running game going, and we kind of got our offense going, though, late in the set in the first half as well, and we were pretty consistent after that. But defensively, we got better, and we had our opportunities to win it numerous times late in the game and in overtime, and they got a bit of a dribbler to win it. So that's what quite often happens in those games. You know, we didn't have our best, but I felt, though, we kind of showed late in the game in the overtime that what we're capable of, and unfortunately we didn't get the balance. So, but certainly not one of our better games defensively, I don't think.
Josh Sanderson's one of the best passers in the game, so you expect him to move the ball. Hellier picks up 5-5. Derek, missed assignments on Hellier. Like, I don't want to take anything away from him necessarily. Mm-hmm. He's a great player, but, you know, your defense has four all-stars that should be able to contain him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we didn't have Corby on the lineup, I think, and of course he usually checks the right side, so we missed him. He got a couple of dribblers, a couple of squeakers, you know, that were kind of, you know, not the best goals, but he's a good player. You know, he's a very good player. He's fast, and he's not real big, but he's strong. He shoots the ball well, and he makes plays. So, and we expected that. He's had a really good year for them, so it wasn't something that we didn't expect, but a couple, like you say, missed assignments. I mean, we had one where we had a double team out by the board that should just never happen, where one of our guys left the crease and left him, and basically the ball was rolled to him, and he had all day to put the palm in that. So, you talk about Josh. I mean, this is the kind of night it was for us. I mean, Josh is a great player, and he's a great passer, but he's never been known to be the most athletic guy in the world. And, you know, he beat Kyle Rubish out of the corner, never even laid a stick on him. So I kind of thought, this isn't really our night defensively when you see, you know, arguably the best defender in the world get beat like that by a 38-year-old guy. You kind of go, man, this is not a good night. So that was kind of a little bit of a wake-up there. But, they played well. They moved the ball well. They had a good plan, and we were a little flat-footed at times. But, again, I thought later on we proved that we're certainly capable of shutting down that offense as well.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, then turning to the offensive side, you score 15 goals, and I'm sure you're happy with that. But you mentioned you had a lot of quality chances late in the game to win it and then in overtime and couldn't. Was it just a lack of finish at crunch time?
Yeah, I thought we got a little too cute. I mean, we had a good shooting plan against Miller. I thought we executed it most of the night, and I thought in particular Zach Greer was awesome again. And then we had some chances where if we had shot the ball the way we did just before that, we would have scored and late in the game and in overtime, you know. And it was mainly Greer and Matthews, so you'd expect them to score on those. And then Ben McIntosh had a couple of layups on the crease in overtime that you'd think he'd normally put in, and two, he missed the net on one Miller save. So, we had our opportunities, and I thought, as I said, I think we got a little bit too cute late in the game, you know, instead of just burying the ball. So, but, you know, lesson for us. And, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember the last time we gave up that many goals. And it's been a while, I think. And hopefully it's not going to happen again soon. I don't think it will.
Derek, looking at your offense, I know Riley Doan does a lot of things away from the play, for sure, to set up Matthews. He's each had 8 points, so I'm sure that, you know, you maybe want a few more touches. But Lowen goes pointless, and Corey Conway only gets 1 point. You know, that's two of your forwards. Speaking of Conway, do you need more from him lately?
Yeah, we do. We definitely need. Lowen I'm not as concerned about because he and, you know, we talked about this actually over the last two games, how didn't score, but he does so many things to help those other guys score, and that's kind of his role. And I still believe he will get goals going forward here. Corey, you know, he needs to be more assertive. You know, he needs to be, late in the game, he's another guy that finally took the ball in that hard walk right down the middle and rang one off the post, and we need to see more of that from Corey. He needs to be more aggressive, needs to be more assertive, understand that, you know, some people may think that he's supposed to be a secondary scorer, but we look at him as a guy who handles the ball a lot, and we need him to produce more for sure. And and I think the biggest thing for him is he needs to be aggressive, and he tends to want to kind of sit back and be a distributor, and we want all of our guys to contribute in terms of taking the ball to the goal and being aggressive and being involved as shot makers and being able to create your own shot. And he's capable of that because he's a good athlete and he's big and strong and he has a good skill set. So there's no reason he can't be a scorer as well.
Derek, moving forward, now you get into a little bit of a rhythm where you're playing every weekend and no time off. And I'm guessing that's good for your team. I think you've only played back-to-back weekends. This will be the second time all season long. So how does that change the focus for your team and the preparation now?
It really, we're welcoming it with open arms. We're, you know, we've had three bye weeks. We've only played seven games. You know, talked a little bit about it last week, but when you play an Eastern team like Toronto, Rochester, Buffalo, who, you know, they played a lot of games. They practice midweek on Tuesdays, and who knows how many so-called captains practices they have in their facility. So for us to not play the week before again and, you know, have a late night practice, it's a tough matchup. And so now we get into our rhythm where we're going to play every week, and we really look forward to that. You know, we'll judge our practice time and how hard we go accordingly. You know, this week's a decent one because, you know, we go in the afternoon Saturday to practice for a Sunday afternoon game, which would be good. We get lots of rest. And our guys like afternoon games too because they don't like sitting around all day waiting. You know, a lot of our guys have commented on that, how they just love to get up and eat and kind of get after it. So we look forward to that. And this is another one where we're going to be facing a desperate team, and we need to come out and play well right from the beginning and be consistent with that push that we had last week.
Looking ahead, you've got Calgary, a team, you know, you got them at home. They obviously are not where they want to be in the standings, Derek, and it's an opportunity really to kind of to bury them from any chance of them catching you in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I still look at them, and I still think when I look at offensively, I still think they're the most dangerous team in the league. And we got to, if we play defense the way we did last week, we're going to put ourselves in trouble, so we have to be at our best. But yeah, that's the objective. Like we want to distance them between us. I mean, we're, you know, we're only 4-3 right now. We need to make some distance between them and all the other teams in our division as well. And the opportunities upcoming with them and a couple more, or at least one more division game after that before we come back east. So big opportunity, and we need to be at our best because they're going to be desperate. I thought they played really well against Rochester last week and had an opportunity to win that one as well. So, and they're a type of team, again, they proved it against Rochester. You know, I think they got down 6-7-1 and they still got it back to an even game till late. So they're a dangerous team. They can score in bunches, and we need to be prepared for that.
Any injury notes? What's Corbeil's status? When do you think he's going to be back?
We're hoping for Sunday. You know, it's I talked to him today, actually, and he said, you know, obviously it was a playoff game, he'd be in for sure, but hopefully he's really progressed quite well, and he was moving around quite well on the weekend, so hopefully he's good to go because, you know, against Calgary, especially we need him in the lineup. But again, we don't want to push it. We don't want him to, I mean, it's a foot injury that there's nothing broken, but he's had a stress fracture that turned into a crack in his other foot. So we don't want the same thing to happen. So we have to be a little bit cautious as well.
Going back to Corey Conway, Derek, and, you know, to try to ignite a fire, do you have a righty forward you could put in?
Well, we could go three, right, and put Melnick in and go four lefts, or we could move Johnny LaFontaine to offense, which we've done before. But it's in the back of our minds, believe me. we got to figure out, and that's kind of the next step. It might need to be a wake-up call there because, you know what, we know he's capable. That's the frustrating part from our perspective, is we know what he's capable of. And you know, I've known Corey a long time. He's a very good player, and we need a little bit more out of him. And but at the same time, like you said, we scored 15 last weekend. We need to be better on the back end first off, and then we'll go from there.
Aaron Bold, you pulled him out and then you put him back in, just kind of a wake-up call for the whole team, or did he need to be better?
Yeah, it was a bit of a wake-up call. We were flat, you know, and he let in a couple that he probably would like to have back, and it did wake us up. We scored 3 goals in 18 seconds or something, and we got back in it, and Tyler made a couple saves, and then we got Boldy back in. He was pretty good. I mean, I thought he made a couple of really good saves in overtime, and then the winning goal is a bit of a fluke. So, but yeah, I mean, again, I think similar to our defense, I don't think you're going to see Aaron have many nights like that. So, it was a bit of a bump in the road for him, but I'm sure he'll be back at it in good form this weekend.
Derek, best of luck on Sunday.
Great, thanks, Jason.